Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to LeBron.
Yeah.
So he's tweeting out, hey, you know, he's probably sipping on some Cabernet. And he's like, let's do a Q&A on Twitter. Yeah. And he posts it, and then he gets 35,000 responses. So, first off, I don't even know how you even, like, sift through to find the questions that you want. I know he found, like, some people that were verified. Those are probably a little easier to find. But he was asked a question about playing his son in basketball.
One-on-one.
Yes.
Bronny.
Yes. Bronny is his oldest son, who, of course, is at what is it?
Sierra Canyon.
Sierra Canyon. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So then he responded to this person on Twitter. He said, the last time we actually played, I shattered the backboard on a dunk so we couldn't finish the game, which is totally savage by LeBron. And it got me thinking a little bit here, Matt. Like, you know, LeBron is, you know, what, 38 years old. He is one of the best players in the NBA. His son is basically a grown man, essentially. I mean, he's what, a high school junior?
Well, I mean, he's 17.
Okay, well, he's kind of a man.
But you're right. He's a, you know,
I mean, my son's adult. 9. I mean, Bronny's more of a man than my son. let's make that the bar.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was kind of funny. I was thinking about this because over the weekend, I was swimming at one of my friend's houses with a pool. And I'm in the pool with my kids and my daughter, who loves volleyball. We had this, like, just beach ball, whatever. So we're just like doing a little volleying back and forth. And then my son gets in the water and he's like, I'll be monkey in the middle. I'm like, sweet, that's fine. And me and his sister, my daughter, who's older, we just proceed to hit the ball back and forth and never let him get the ball.
Right.
And my one buddy who's there is like, dude, you should like let him get it once in a while. I'm like, no, what are you talking about? He's got to get it. He's got to play the game. He's got to learn to, you know, he may not win all the time.
Correct.
And you've got kids, so I was asking you before the show a little bit, when you play sports, how do your kids, and what are their, what are they, boys or girls?
A boy, 21, boy, 19, and girl, 17.
Okay, so you're way past me, because you're a little bit older, but, well, I guess it could still be relevant. Did you beat up on your kids when you played sports against them?
But here's the thing. Once my son, who's my oldest, started trash-talking me or saying, let's play one-on-one, which we've been playing forever, it got to the point where he was probably, and he's now 6'3", so he's my height.
Oh, wow.
He's made,
I didn't know you're that tall.
I am 6'3", but he's 21, 6'3". Thank you. And he's probably, and he's bigger than I am. So,
like, could he beat you in one on one right now?
No.
Okay.
I think I could play a little bit. He can too, but I think if we really went full out,
yeah.
I mean, I'd still win. It would probably be closer than it used to be. But there was a time when we got to an age, like with Bronny and LeBron, you're thinking, you're right. At what, I mean, LeBron's breaking backboards playing his son. Don't you think it's a little bit
over the top
or no? Yeah. Shattering backboards. I mean, if you drive by your son and you're 38, you're LeBron freaking James, one of the, I would say, top five of all time. Couldn't you just lay it in?
Here's what I also want to know. I'm wondering what sort of like hoop they're playing on. I'm assuming LeBron has some amazing court at his home and he probably has like NBA official, you know,
backboards
and rim and all
sure.
that stuff.
Has to.
Those things are not easy to break. I mean, I'm just a, you know, a schlub, and I've got the Gorilla, and I could never break that thing.
Oh my gosh!
So,
well, I mean, Bronny's got to be at that age now where the game's pretty real, you know?
Yeah.
But I can just recall, I mean, my 21-year-old, when he was like, yeah, 15 or 16, I was like, oh, Dad, I think I could take you now. It's like, oh, now we're doing a trash talk? But I could never get up and dunk. What's he breaking backboards for? Don't you think that to me is a little much. But
maybe a little bit much. I remember growing up, so like my older brother, you know, he's 5 years older than me, super looked up to him. And obviously my father too. My dad, I'd get him outside. I'd be like, Dad, let's play one-on-one. Let's play, you know, let's have a three-point shootout or whatever. He never took it easy on me.
Never.
And my brother certainly never took it easy on me. He kicked my ass in everything we did growing up. So I guess I'll put it out to the folks out there. I mean, are you a bad dad if you don't take it easy on your kids in sports?
Yeah, no. I mean, 216-578-0092. And what would be the age? You know, at what point did LeBron let up? He had to have let up playing against Bronny and his other son, Bryce, one-on-one. I'm sure they're playing dad all the time now. But at what age did he probably say, all right, I'm going full on. It's obvious he's going full on LeBron and not dad if he's breaking freaking backboards, right?
He's playing like he's playing against, you know, Paul Pierce in the Eastern Conference Finals, and his son's 17.
Yeah, and he hates Paul Pierce. And Paul
I know,
Pierce
that's
hates,
what I'm saying.
And Paul Pierce hates him. All right, let's throw it out to the people. We'll get some of your calls next on this. You're right. What's the line that you draw on this? When it comes to playing your kids in one-on-one? Two things. Number one, LeBron James on Twitter said, ask me any questions the other night. Someone asked him, hey, who wins one-on-one with you and Bronny, his oldest son? And he wrote back, the last game we played, I dunked so hard on the glass backboard, it shattered, so we didn't get to finish. Number one, is that way too over the top? Or maybe it's perfect, and you think out there, as a listener, good. Dunk on his ass. He's 17. Don't coddle these kids. We're coddling kids these days.
Participation trophies.
Right. Everybody's got anxiety. It's crazy. It's tough. It is tough out there. And I
have anxiety about tonight.
Yes, you do. I feel terrible for the kids that have had to go through the last couple of years of COVID. Trust me, I have three of them. But number two, what's the age in which LeBron should go full throttle against his kids? Like I said, I played one-on-one against my son, who's now 21. But like when he was about 16, he started trash talking. It's like, oh, all right, I'm not letting up anymore. You didn't let up on your 9-year-old the other day playing some stupid game in the pool. You're like, hey,
I'm playing monkey in the middle.
Right. But, you know, it's like anything else, like playing baseball or throwing, you know, you might want to keep the game going by, oh, if you're doing something like playing horseshoes or something in the backyard or bags now, it's like, I'll maybe, you know, throw a couple to the side. So it's not like I'm going to throw it in the hole. But at what age do you say, hey, listen, it's on? 216-578-0092. Christian is up first on the fan. What's up, Christian?
Hey, Christian.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Good. I love listening. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
I just don't think when you take the pedal off your son, then you're showing your son that you're not as great as you are. So isn't he not going to try to be as great as you are?
It's a good question, especially a kid that supposedly is going to be in the NBA in like 3 years.
At least his dad says he thinks he is.
Right.
I mean, if you watch his film, it doesn't look like he should be a pick if he didn't have the name James on his back.
That's totally fair.
Look, Bronny can be as good as he can be right now as a junior in high school, but he has no chance against his father if LeBron just decides, oh, we're going to play a normal game and just back him down and dunk on him every time. He's still
every
17.
Single time.
He's still tiny.
But you play those big guys, so you got to become a better shooter. I mean, if Tiger Woods takes the pedal off on Charlie, Charlie's going to start beating him.
Dude, Charlie's for real.
Charlie's legit.
That kid's awesome.
Do you think when Tiger plays his son, he's hitting it? I mean,
I think,
he's trying
to
beat him.
I think so. Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think as soon as Charlie gets his NIL, they're going to start playing for some money.
By the way, like, I want my son to be really good. I want my son to beat me or be competitive. I am one of the most competitive people you'll ever meet. And I'll play you in anything. I'll compete in anything. I'll gamble on anything. You know, we could play, you know, rock, paper, scissors for, you know, $5 a hand. You want to go.
Love it.
You know, but I want competition. Like, I don't want it to be easy for me. So whenever my son's nine, like, when he gets competitive, I'm going to take it to him. I'm going to take it to him now to make sure that he knows what he's
definitely
in for. You know, that's my take.
I think too, as a dad, or
I'm not going to like make him cry.
No,
I'm going to play hard.
Yeah. Dustin's dunking on his kid in the pool.
Yeah.
Basketball.
It shows your kid how competitive you are. So you're hoping that he becomes
he takes away some of those traits.
But hold on. Exactly. But Christian, he's playing Bronny and he's breaking the backboard. I think that's a little over the top. Don't you think? Breaking the backboard?
You think he meant to break the backboard, or he just happened to break it? And was this like, was he not maybe at his house where he's got the official NBA goals? Was he like, you know, somewhere else where they just had, you know, one of those cheap plastic hoops?
I don't know.
You pour the water in the bottom of?
Yeah, is he playing? Is he,
or
yeah,
the sandbags?
The guy's a bazillionaire. He's not playing on no cheap hoop.
I'm guessing he's probably not.
Dustin, do you think if you dunked and broke the backboard, your son would be upset, or he would say, wow, that was cool?
I think he'd probably say it's cool.
Exactly. So I personally wouldn't feel bad if my dad broke the backboard.
I'd be like, man, awesome. My dad can dunk. My dad just broke the backboard, man.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
Thank you, Christian, for the call.
Yeah.
Thanks, brother. All right,
man.
So you said your daughter's a semi-competitive volleyball player, did you not?
Well, I mean, she's just getting into volleyball. She's more into, like, dance, but she is the athlete in the family. Like, she's got all the traits, very balanced, very fast, good hand-eye coordination. My son's very similar to me. Like, when I was his age, I was just kind of like this little husky kid who was really into video games, and then all of a sudden, I kind of just, my body changed, and I turned into an athlete. I'm just guessing that'll probably be a similar case for him, because he's just a little behind hand-eye coordination-wise, but that's okay.
But is she good? Can she play?
My daughter? She can do anything. She beats the boys at everything.
All right, so are you, if you're going to play pool volleyball, let's say it's like 2-on-2, you put a little net up in the, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you're on the other team, are you like hard spikes at her?
Well, put it this way, like we play like table tennis together, and I certainly don't hold back.
Not at all.
No.
But no, she's competitive enough?
If we're just going to like play, you know, just kind of hit around or whatever, I'll hit it easy so we can get some volleys going. But if we're going to play a game, I mean, I'm playing balls to the wall.
Wow. All right. But it might not be as competitive if you're smashing her every time.
Yeah, but it makes me feel good about myself.
Oh, that's nice. So tonight when you go up against the 77-year-old guy on...
No, I guarantee tonight, I'm probably going to play like some like... I don't know, 25-year-old Adonis. I'm going to be like, crap.
Let's see if he lets up on you. What do we got? We got 2 out of 3, 6. Are we playing 8-game pro sets? What are we playing tonight?
We play 2 sets, and you have to win 2 sets, or the third set's a 10-point tiebreaker.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
I just thought it was, you know, this LeBron thing, I just think it's a little over the top. I mean, breaking the backboard. You're right. Now I want to know what kind of backboard it was. And why is he telling everybody that? Why wouldn't he have said, yeah, I usually win? You know, do you only think he's kind of showing off a little bit?
Yeah, I broke the backboard of my son.
Yeah, I broke the backboard so we didn't finish the game.
Tim says, the day my son develops a deep voice is the day I'll take competition serious with him.
The deep voice.
FPL says on Twitter, I'm absolutely not letting my boys win. I don't care what the game is. If they want to win, they have to earn it. Sports and Politics says, my son talks way too much trash when I let him win, so I go 75% just to let him know it's not sweet dad's way.
That's the problem, though, right now. These kids are just everybody's trash talking. That's the problem. You know, everybody's mic'd up now.
I've got a nephew who's very athletic. Who's a college football player and, you know, Division I athlete. And back when he was in high school, he would have his buddies over to the house, and I'd go to my brother's and we would play like him and his buddy maybe like 2-on-2, me and my brother versus him. And he was a very good varsity high school basketball player, and his other buddy was like a basketball player in high school at Hoban. And my brother and I beat the crap out of him. I mean,
Every time, physical.
It wasn't easy. I mean, they're talented, very good players. But we just bodied them up and just turned into like a brawl on the basketball court.
That's nice.
It was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I mean, I can't wait till my son's in, like a teenager and in high school, because then obviously we can compete more on the same level. And at that point, I'm going to be in my mid-40s like you, my friend.
and get ready to teach him a few things. They toughen them up for sure. We were in Florida years ago. I was like 16, and my brother and I played 2-on-2 basketball against my Uncle Kenny and my dad. And it was like the young Dairies against the old Dairies type of thing. And my uncle, a shot goes up, and I go, my uncle like hard elbow to the back and like a shove and like grabbing. And at one point, the next time down, when they had the ball and I went for the rebound, we kind of got into it, and I threw him against the fence. This is my uncle.
Your uncle.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, he's 80 now. But it was like, that's when you knew, like, hey, they weren't letting up, and we had to go for it and try to – and we were trying to win anyway. But, oh, yeah, I got into it with him. But I kind of felt bad because he was probably at that point in his 50s. But, hey, you got to do it. I don't know if I'm ready to – like, you're sitting here just chomping at the bit getting ready to take on your 9-year-old when he's older.
But, oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, those Twitter reactions were powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We've got more calls. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Gary on this topic.
What's up, Gary?
Gary, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
Not much.
Listen, if I'm LeBron, I'm not only breaking the backboard. I'm giving elbows to the face. I'm butt checking them. I'm doing everything, because that's what he's going to deal with when he gets to the NBA. We ain't talking about
Gary. He's not getting elbows to the face. This isn't Rick Mahorn. Rick Mahorn in the 80s anymore, dude.
Yeah,
NBA's become soft. Come on.
Let me tell you something, man. When you got a son that's competitive and he think he can beat his old man, he'll challenge you at anything. You got to make sure that your kids respect you.
And yes, I agree, but not elbows to the face.
Oh, I'm giving him elbows to the face. Okay. When he go in the house, he's done.
All right, so LeBron's going to elbow his son in the face. His son's going to get a concussion and may never recover. And then there goes their dream of playing together. Come on, Gary. I say go hard, but like elbows to the face? This is not
– knees and elbows, man.
This is not Jordan versus the Bad Boys anymore. Or Mark Price getting elbowed in the head by Rick Mahorn in this Cavs season went to a flying halt. Come on now. Elbows to the face. I can see Dustin's elbowing his poor 9-year-old kid.
You got to get ready, son.
Yeah, yeah. This is come on now. I'm not saying go soft. But Gary was talking about Bronny's got to get ready for elbows to the face. Let me tell you something. He will not get you know this, Dustin. We were talking about the NBA games from the game last night. The game is not what it used to be.
No, it's still physical.
It is, but not like it was.
And by the way, I'm happy the officials have let some of these calls go. I mean, playoff basketball should be played this way. And I mean, Luka got scratched in the face last night by Wiggins, and it was like blood coming out, and they didn't call a foul.
Right. Well, what was the Dylan Brooks foul on Gary?
On Payton Jr.?
Yeah, I mean... They're like, oh, nope, immediately got to throw him out. It's like, I know there's 17 different angles of it and stuff, but I don't know. Do you think he was really trying to elbow him in the head and end his career? No. That in the 80s and 90s, I sound like such an old guy now, but that would not have been an ejection. That would have been probably a flagrant one.
No, not back in the day.
What would throwing your uncle on a fence, what would that be?
That's a flagrant
right,
too.
Keith.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.